And the French may have put Felix the cat up there in space, but the French, in the shape of Professors François Rigaud and Céline Daugaville, are helping us see the stars more clearly by putting lasers on telescopes to counter turbulence. They're based at the ANU in Canberra.
So adaptive optics is a technique that compensates for atmospheric turbulence or any kind of distortion that you could have in the image that is due to the light wave going through a turbulent media.
And so how do you do that? How do you compensate?
So the technology is relatively new. It's essentially simple. You just have, you know, a membrane and you push and pull on the back of the membrane to adapt and deform its surface.
It sounds so easy. And what sort of instruments do you use that for?
You use that initially, it was used by the military in the US in the 70s and then adapted by the astronomers in Europe by the European Southern Observatory. And then, you know, it took off for other disciplines, like, for instance, medical imaging, deep tissue imaging, retina imaging, industry application. And now we're also using it for space situational awareness to image satellite.
That's where your wife comes in, perhaps. And lasers, how do they come into the story?
So to do adaptive optics, you need to make a measurement through the atmospheric turbulence, and for that you need some light. And so, for instance, in astronomy, you would want to use the star or the object you're actually trying to observe, but oftentimes they're very faint because astronomers are only interested in things they can't see. So you use a laser to create another light source in the atmosphere. You use a laser that is capable of exciting sodium atoms, and it happens to be that there's a thin layer, or not that thin, but a layer of sodium atoms about 100 kilometers up in the atmosphere, which is deposited there by meteorites. And so that laser excites the atoms and they glow, and that's how you create a light source that then you can use to probe and make the measurement of the atmosphere.
And are you doing that here in Canberra, about, say, at Mount Stromlo on the telescopes there?
We have plans to do that here at Mount Stromlo Observatory. The laser system hasn't been installed yet, but will be at the end of next year, and we will create the first laser guide star in the Australian skies.
The first one, really?
Yes, the first on this continent. Of course, this has been done in other places at other observatories around the world, but there are not that many, really, maybe a dozen or so.
And how does that improve what you do? Obviously, you get sharper images. Is that essentially the result?
Yes, get sharper images, so you get more details. And it's about a factor of 10 linear details. So in an image, which is 2D, it's about 100 times more detailed. So that's quite, you know, significant. And then also you can see deeper, you can see fainter objects because their light is concentrated upon a smaller patch of sky.
Have you been talking to the astronomers about what objects you'll be pioneering this work on? What's going to be looked at?
Well, essentially, it's galactic astronomy with a stellar population, because adaptive optics is very strong, you know, in concentrating the light of stars. There was pioneering work also done on the galactic center to detect and characterize the black hole at the center of our Milky Way, which is about 4 million solar masses. And then it's been applied now to many other work like nebula, extragalactic astronomy in characterized dynamic and composition of external galaxies.
And how's the work going? Has it been all successful?
Yes, actually, we've been very busy. So we started the ANU 5 years ago. So initially working on a project related to the Giant Magellan Telescope, you know, this next generation telescope project that Australia is a partner in. We worked on the preliminary design for their laser tomography adaptive optics system. And then we moved on to other applications for adaptive optics, like this Space Environment Research Center that ANU is also a member of, which operates from Stromlo Observatory, and which is going to use the 1.8-meter telescope owned by US Space Systems at Stromlo to do space situational awareness studies and the laser guide star. And at the end of next year, we expect to be imaging satellites with higher resolution than if you weren't using adaptive optics, and also tracking space debris with greater accuracy thanks to that technology.
Of course, this reminds me very much of the fact that we used to have a space industry in Australia, and it lapsed. You know, the satellites and all the various instrumentation that used to be done so fabulously well, and of course the Parkes radio telescope, all sorts of things designed mostly here, but with some overseas help as well. But that kind of space industry lapsed. What do you think of efforts now to investigate how we could have a space industry and you could be part of it?
Well, I think this is exciting. I hope it will come to fruition because we've heard about the possibility to create a space agency ever since we arrived 5 years ago. And it seems like every Australian government is looking into this, but not quite ready to make a decision. So I hope it will come to pass.
Do you agree?
Yes, I do. Yes, yes. Well, I think it's very important for Australia to get a space agency for its own, you know, independence with respect to other country. But what we are doing in particular is not really relying on that.
Although I would say that it would probably, our work certainly would benefit from having more coordination in that field. I think the main advantage of a space agency would be to be able to offer a common front for everybody involved in space activities in Australia to other large agencies. And so it would probably simplify when we have to put together collaborations and sign memorandum of understandings and things like that. So it would help our work for sure.
By the way, where in France are you from?
I was born in Lyon.
Lyon,
yes.
Famous for food.
Yes, it is.
Associate Professor Céline Dogaville with Professor François Rigaud at the ANU, tracking space debris as well as black holes.